From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This Sunday, Greece holds its first elections since the financial crisis toppled the government. And Greeks are angry at their politicians. As Joanna Kakissis reports, some people are even attacking lawmakers.
On the Aegean island of Rhodes recently, some politicians went to a parade. During better times, they waved at smiling schoolchildren singing the national anthem. This year, they ran from an angry mob pelting them with cartons of yogurt. Local TV footage shows the crowd breaking through security barriers and screaming, "Traitors!" It's become a familiar scene in post-austerity Greece. Two parties have run the country for the last 30 years, center-left PASOK and center-right New Democracy. Greeks blame them for accepting billions in bailout loans in exchange for painful austerity measures that have stalled the economy. In Athens, demonstrators surround Parliament and shout, "Thieves!" People are so frustrated they're even heckling politicians who opposed the bailout. It's open season on all incumbents, says Parliamentary Deputy Kyriakos Mitsotakis, who represents Athens. He's running for re-election with New Democracy.
Oh, it is extremely different from the last campaign 2 years ago. People are very angry, and I think rightly so. They feel let down by politicians, especially those who represent the two major parties. At the same time, there is also a lot of concern about the future of the country.
Voters want answers. So journalist Konstantinos Bogdanos helped organize a town hall meeting at an Ardi bar in central Athens. About 100 voters came to quiz candidates from 10 parties.
Now, when it comes to politicians, okay, egg throwing is not the worst thing in the world, but it's not going to take us anywhere. As long as we realize that and start voting as responsible citizens and discussing as responsible citizens, I think we're going to make it.
But it wasn't long before voters complained that politicians weren't answering questions. And then, after a middle-aged woman talked about lynching, the politicians accused the voters of being hostile. Gabriela Triantafylis, a 32-year-old theater manager, walked out looking shell-shocked.
I really thought that it could be more civil than this. I never expected to experience such tension and such distress in this building. People simply could not listen to each other.
One of the politicians, Yoros Haralambopoulos, left the talk after the lynching comment. He spent the rest of the evening on the bar's balcony, smoking a cigarette and looking wistfully at the Acropolis.
When you say, why don't you hang somebody, and we let that develop, that's bad for democracy. And if we let that, they will hang not only guilty people, but innocent people. So we're not talking about that. Absolutely, I'm not part of that bargain.
Haralambopoulos is a parliamentary deputy in PASOK, the party many Greeks blame for austerity. He's hoping to win re-election in his Athens district. And he also has a bodyguard, a young policeman named Lazarus. These days, he says, you can't be too careful. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.